It's in their shoes. It's Neil Atkinson. And with me, I've got Steve Graves, Dan Morgan, Sean Rogers, and Paul Sini. We did this last year and the year before, and the idea is that you take a Premier League of our rivals in the top six, the conventional top six. We had a chat about doing Leeds and, sorry, not Leeds, Leicester and Wolves. We might do them at a later point. We're going to just start with the usual top six, and everybody gets a club. Mine is Manchester United. Dan Morgan's is Tottenham Hotspur. Sean Rogers is Arsenal. Paul Senior's is Manchester City. But the plan here is that someone says what they would do. We have a tiny little chat about it, and then we move on. And so the first one is Steve Graves. He has got Chelsea to look after in the role of technical director slash chief executive slash whatever he wants. He reports to Mr. Abramovich. Steve, what have you got for us?
So, I think I've got one decision I need to make immediately, which is around the manager. Previously, I think I've done Manchester United on this and went in very hard in previous seasons on sacking a manager. And broadly speaking, that's my overall approach. I think that's what I'm known for as a technical director or whatever this role is. I would sack first, ask questions later. It's basically the. I think there's probably only two, maybe three sides in the league that I wouldn't reach for that as my first answer. I've got a slight pause here because I think there's a question of like whether someone deserving a go has got any place in a side that literally is aiming to win the league and the Champions League, which I think should still be Chelsea's ambition at the start of this coming season. Because why not? And that's what I'm here for. So looking at it across the piece, I've thought about whether Lampard has got enough to solve the problems that are there, and if I can do that by making a couple of decisions around the playing staff that will help him essentially. And I've just about come down on the idea that he carries on, but I would actively be looking at who comes in November if this is not going right. I think that's got to be Chelsea's starting position. And then I'm looking at the side and I'm looking at Chelsea's problems from last season. I feel like the goals conceded is the obvious. The goals conceded is the obvious thing. It's the thing that jumps out at you. You don't need to go to XG or any other stats to look at the fact that Chelsea have a problem with conceding too many goals when they have conceded the most in the top 10, and then even down, going down much further down the league, down to they've only conceded as many as Brighton,